Blog Talk Radio.
I trust in you, bro. The long bye bye. Bye bye to my pains. Bye bye to all disappointments. I believe. And let me tell you right now, brothers and sisters, it's all about believing. You know, a believer is one who will act on the word of God. So believe whatever the word of God says simply means you're going to act on it. Now, because you say you believe, that means you believe. Believing requires corresponding action, not just words and deeds, but believe requires action, okay? I'm just reminded of what Jesus said in the book of Matthew. Jesus said to that centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And the servant was healed in that self same hour. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, the apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy all you guys could join us today. Today is Thankful Thursday. The Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. I thank you, Father God, that we come to you and we can come to you boldly before your grace. I thank you, Father God, for the word that you have placed in my spirit. And I thank you, Father God, for the receiving of your word. I thank you, Father God, for the gospel message of grace, because it is through this grace, Father God, that we'll save, we'll deliver, we'll set free. Everything kind of predicated on your grace, and I thank you for it. I praise you for it. I pray, Father God, for those that are without, those that are being persecuted for righteousness' sake. I pray for those, Father God, that don't know that your love and how it runs deep. I pray for my brothers and sisters that refuse to accept Christ truly as their personal Savior. In their mind, they do, but in their life, Father God, they're not teaching that they're part of the resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life, Jesus said. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live again. I thank you, Father God, that we have to believe in the resurrection, that in that, that's we operate there. We do what the word of God says. And I thank you for giving us that mind and that spirit. These are all blessings we ask in Christ's name, and for his face we pray. And everybody agree with the word of God said, amen and amen. Thank you. Okay. We're talking about God's vision for the body of Christ 2018 and beyond. God's vision, saints, is that God would have us, well, let me, it's Thankful Thursday, so those that, you know, need, have a scripture that you want to share, that you're thankful for, this is your opportunity to come forward. Just press one, and we'll let you in on the broadcast. Hallelujah. Just press one. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to open up the broadcast. Anyone like to share something, you just share. Right now, in the book of Hebrews, and I'm going to constantly go to our foundational scripture this week, even though today's Thursday, I'll be doing the same thing next week. now of the things which we have spoken. This is the psalm. We have such a high priest who is sit on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. I thank you, Father God, for that revelation that your word says that there is a sanctuary that you pitched and not man. And this is what we're talking about, brothers and sisters, the sanctuary that God pitched and not man. And this sanctuary is for this new creation that God had in his plan. It was part of his plan for his children. His children that have believed, according to the scripture. I thank you, Father God, that we just read a moment ago about believers. And in Matthew, Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way. Listen, when you believe, you go. And thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. So what's going to happen to you in your life is predicated on what you believe, what you acting on. And the Bible says, and his servant was healed that same hour. So whatever scripture you're dealing with today, you're going to have to believe it. And believing requires you to act on it. Bible says also in Matthew 9:28, and when Jesus came into the house, the blind man came to him. And Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. I like that. I like that because they recognize Christ as Lord. He said, yea, Lord. But whosoever shall offer one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better to him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the deep of the sea. What this has to do with is that when you offend a believer, the last thing you want to do is offend a true believer. You'd be better off with a millstone tied around your neck. Hallelujah. There again, it's about believing, brothers and sisters. You gotta believe. You just gotta believe. You gotta act on the word of God. So when I tell you that God says, tell the believers, not anybody, but believers. See, believers are gonna always act on the word of God, okay? I just want that to be real plain. I don't care what scripture you get. Because Jesus is going to ask that day. The Bible says he's going to ask in, I think, Matthew 21:25. When they had the baptism of John, which came with it. And he asked that question, from heaven or man? So which baptism John had? And they reason with themselves and say, if we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, why did ye not then believe him? See, so believing requires a corresponding reaction. So if I said to somebody, hey, believe in the sanctuary that the word of God talks about, and they refuse to because they think it's something of mine or something I'm asking them to do, they're going to deal with God. because John truly came the way of righteousness. The Bible said there was another man that ever been born of a woman who like John the Baptist. And that's why the Lord made it real clear before the Pharisees, Sadducees, and these folk making in, the Bible says the harlots who believe, they'll be there first. Let's go over here and see if anybody, okay. We're taking anyone like to give thanks for a scripture or whatever. It's open. I see Pastor has arrived. Don't know how long ago, but anyway, Pastor, you have anything you'd like to share? Okay.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. Pastor Albert came in when you just read that last scripture, and where was that from again?
The one
with the you said something about the millstone tied around their neck or something like that.
Oh yeah, that was over in the book of Matthew. I want to say it was in Matthew's 18:6.
And was going
Thankful Thursday. If anybody like to have a scripture and they want to be thankful for, this is Thankful Thursday. Thankful Thursday. Some scripture I'm sure that you're really thankful for. This is your opportunity to come forth with Thankful Thursday.
Okay, I just wanted to read that scripture until someone comes. Matthew 18 from the Message Bible, well, actually 6 and 7, it reads, "But if you give them a hard time bullying or taking advantage of their simple trust, you'll soon wish you hadn't. You'd be better off dropped in the middle of the lake with a millstone around your neck, doomed to the world for giving these God-believing children a hard time. Hard times are inevitable, but you don't have to make it worse. And it's doomsday to you if you do." Amen. So you're talking about the believer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amen. Praise God. So we as believers, we're protected. Amen. We're not only covered in the blood, but he's taking care of us. And if anyone come up against us, that's what that scripture is saying. It's better for them not to. That's why we have to be careful. When we're talking to believers, to encourage believers and not try to put stumbling blocks in their way. Amen.
Oh, amen. Amen. Listen, brothers and sisters, it's about believing. Just like these people, they believed. The Bible said that so the people could believe, the Bible said there came a witness, for to bear witness that of the light that all men through him might believe. We can believe through Christ, having Christ in your life. Seriously. You have to believe.
Amen.
All that Jesus did, beginning in Canaan, all the way through Galilee, was manifest in his glory, and his disciples believed on him. You may have to ask God, Lord, give me a miracle so I can believe. He'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
You have all things. Listen, brothers and sisters, the difference between us and the Old Testament, well, actually, it's no different because God requires the same thing, and that's we're to act on his word.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's why Jesus had to give them parables. Remember over there in John 3:12? He said, now if I told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall he believe if I tell you heavenly things? That's a good question.
Yeah.
See, I'm trying to tell you heavenly things and you don't want to act on it. You don't even want to act on earthly stuff. You try to tell people things, and the only thing they want to do, especially family members, is attack your character. And what they want to do, they want to attack your character. And that's Satan using that person to attack your character. But you let Satan and that person know, hey, your life, your future is not defined on your past. So no matter what you did, see, because man going to always hold that on your head. They don't have nothing. That's what Satan does. He don't have no new revelation. He's not seeing all Christ is doing in your life. See, once you're into Christ, brother and sister, your sin is not to be remembered anymore. Because you're not dealing with sin. You're part of a new way, a new and living way. Remember Hebrew, them lessons about a new and living way? That's where we're at. We're dealing with this new and living way. And one of this new and living way is about Hebrews 8:1-2. Christ is the minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. That's this new and living way. Christ is our priest. We may have to just really discuss what it means to be having a high priest. One day we're going to have to do this little teaching on the old covenant, which is under the Mosaic law, and the new covenant, which is under the old covenant, gifts and sacrifice was for those guilty of sin. They had to make sacrifices and guilt because they were guilty of sin. But with Christ, he died for us, brothers and sisters. So therefore, self-sacrifice by the godless Christ, by the guiltless Christ, I should say. Excuse me. Because Christ is guiltless. He had no right taking the sins because he had paid. The word is that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So he had sin. So they focus on the physical, the building, where they would go and worship. But our focus is on the reign of Christ in heaven in our hearts. God directly involved in your life, where before God was not directly involved in our lives.
All right, say that.
I want to say it's, I don't know if I remember, it's 8:5 or 8:6, but he talks about a shadow. Listen, brother and sister, the building was just a shadow. That's all that was. That preacher got up and said last night about he realized the difference between grace and the law. Creflo said, I'm no longer under the law, but upon the grace. And with that being said, I don't have to pay tithes, because tithes is directly connected with the law. Well, Christ fulfilled the law of sin and death. He did away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for people to understand that, you got to understand he done away with the old priesthood, all of that stuff. The reality is that Christ became our sacrifice. That's why he's our high priest. Hebrews, eight, five, and six says, who serve unto the example of a shadow of heavenly things. Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, said he, that thou makest all things according to the pattern shown to thee in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And from the Message Bible, it reads, these priests provided only a hint of what goes on in the true sanctuary of heaven, which Moses caught a glimpse of as he was about to set up the tent shrine. It was then that God said, be careful to do it exactly as you saw it on the mountain. But Jesus' priestly work far surpasses what these other priests do, since he's working from a far better plan. Amen.
This man, he offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sit down at the right hand of God. It's already been done, brothers and sisters. The Bible says, and we're complete in him.
Mm-hmm.
We're patiently waiting for the enemy to become our footstool. That's what we're waiting on.
All right, praise God.
Yeah.
May I read that from the New Living Translation, Pastor?
Absolutely.
Okay. And it reads, they serve in a system of worship that is only a copy, a shadow of the real one in heaven. But when Moses was getting ready to build the tabernacle, God gave him this warning. Be sure that you make everything according to the pattern I have shown you here on the mountain. But now Jesus, our high priest, has been given a ministry that is far superior to the old priesthood, for he is the one who mediates for us a far better covenant with God based on better promises. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. But listen, dear hearts, we have a better covenant built on better promises. Now, since we know this, will we do this?
Uh-huh.
That's the question. Are you going to obey his word? We want to obey these other, well, you know what? I'm not going to fornicate. I'm not going to drink. We done made all these laws what we're not going to do. Okay, good. Now, are you going to do what is required? What is required? Let's start with treating Christ as our high priest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So Bible says we have such a high priest. When will we treat him like he's high priest?
Mm-hmm.
When will we treat him like that? When will we give Christ what belongs to Christ? When will that day come?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Is he high priest or he's not? How do you know? Mm-hmm. By believing. Do you believe in it? Everybody believed did something. Do I need to go there? Huh? If everybody believed did something. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't care what scripture you get. That's like Jesus said, now if I'm telling you earthly things you don't believe, how about me telling you heavenly things? The only way you're going to not perish. Now, I know this sounds a little, the only way you're going to not die or perish, I like the word perish because that's continuation death, because you will die. You can die to self. But in John 3:15, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So by you acting on this word, that you're getting, it guarantees you eternal life, everlasting life. And that's what you really want, isn't it? Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. I truly thank Pastor for joining in. Pastor, you have any comments on anything, or you like to share anything?
Well, like when you shared with us on yesterday about worshiping him, that was John 4, and say that we have to worship him in spirit and in truth. And so we have to have that mindset to worship him in spirit and in truth. I was trying to find the scriptures. I think we read from 21 through 24. I had it in my
head. Yeah, we want to read 24. But then we said,
Okay, I'm going to read it from the King James and also the New Living Translation. Yeah, 21 through 24. So from the King James, it reads, Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the New Living Translation says, Jesus replied, Believe me, dear woman, the time is coming when it will no longer matter whether you worship the Father on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans know very little about the one you worship, while we Jews know all about him, for salvation comes through the Jews. But the time is coming, indeed, is here now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way, for God is spirit. So those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen, amen. That takes us back to 1 Corinthians 2, where it talks about the that we are to be spiritual. Amen. So that we can worship him in spirit and in truth.
And you know something, Pastor? It's strange how most people want to talk about the spirit, but they don't ever want to get into the truth. And the truth is that we have a better covenant built on better promises. The new covenant is better than the old covenant. Worshiping Christ in the spirit is better than worshiping him in the building. Now, there are people who will tell you that they're worshiping God in spirit and in truth. They lie. Because, see, they want to go in a building and declare that they're working, worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And all you have to do is look around.
Have mercy.
Well, we'll leave it there until tomorrow. Meanwhile, we'll see you all tomorrow for the word at noon. Hallelujah.